Aaron, come through practice.
Aaron Rodgers practiced well yesterday as far as what was expected and the plan for him, and he'll do a little more today.
Did you hold Jake Ryan out for just precautionary reasons? Or
just the plan. Everybody's workload, specifically the players on the medical report, there's a workload plan as far as how they start practice, how they're integrated. So I think Jake will do a little more today.
Blake Martinez getting close?
Yeah, closer. I think you could put him in the exact same category. He did a bunch yesterday. This is a big day. This is our padded work. This is our longest practice. We'll be out there over 2 hours. We'll go indoors and outdoors. So, the outdoor work, the team periods, and the individual work, the combo, and the group. We'll do the half line drills, and that'll tell us a lot about those guys.
Mike, how do you defend chemistry? You spend all week game planning and trying to stop what the other team does so well, but clearly Russell Wilson and a guy like Doug Baldwin, they seem to have a similar chemistry as Aaron and Jordy. How do you defend it?
Well, you do like you do each and every week. You look at their the tendencies, how they're being used offensively. Look for comparables, throughout as far as who we think they're compared or comparable are. Players that they've played against, those comparables. You look at their mannerisms and the things that make them successful, and you line up and challenge that. So, and yes, they have excellent chemistry, and I think it's a product of two of their better players on a very talented football team that have spent a lot of time together. Their competitiveness and the ability to be on the same page is obviously makes. Makes them the focus in the passing game for us.
Mike, a couple weeks ago we talked about the Eagles with their explosive return game. The guys kind of stepped up and really contained that. Your thoughts on Lockett and the challenge?
Well, the Eagles, we were outstanding that night in our coverage units, and I think that's the type of game that we're going to need this week because, Lockett brings a whole different dimension to this game, particularly in this weather. And he's the focus. We need to win that part of the game. That'll affect the field position, which will be very important in this victory Sunday for us. And I think really a focus, technical focus on is, they do a good job staying on blocks. So we can't let them grab us. We can't let them, execute those blocks in the return game. So that's something that we're really emphasizing this week.
Who's with Mike Pinnell, and how do you make up for his snaps?
Well, Mike Pinnell's situation, it's disappointing because, Mike's one of our, he's one of our guys. He's part of our defensive line rotation and, a rotation that's been very healthy, especially since he's come back. So it just really creates other opportunities, for other players. So, that's the way we'll go.
You have a roster spot there. Have you considered what you're going to do there? Or is there a better decision? Is that kind of waiting for the week to see where all the injury stuff shakes out?
It's absolutely. So I really don't have anything to report. So we're just kind of working the process that you do with all your healthy players.
In that regard, Mike, has Dean Lowry earned maybe a little bit extra playing time?
I think it has nothing to do with Mike Pinnell's situation. I think Dean Lowry, based on the way he's performed, deserves more opportunities. So, that's something that really, you address when you put the game plan in. But, hey, we think we know what they're going to do, but it depends on how they play the game too. So, the way the game unfolds really affects the snaps and reps of particularly your younger guys.
Two suspensions in 1 year for him. Is he in any danger moving forward with this team?
I mean, Mike Pinnell's situation, as I've stated, it's disappointing professionally, but personally, Mike has an issue, and it's important, and it's the focus of our football program to help him through this time. So that's really my focus, and it's really the conversation that I had with Mike Pinnell.
Mike, with Julius having a sack each of the last three games, is that the kind of production you envision from him as his snap counts?
Yeah, definitely. I mean, we were going with the snap pitch count, however you want to express it earlier in the season, but just because of a number of different factors, Julius is playing more, and frankly, I did not let him practice Wednesday because he's old school that way. He likes being out there and likes to, doesn't like to miss practice. So and it'll really be our path every Wednesday from here on out. So, but yes, I think Julius always produces with more opportunities.
With the transition that Jason Spurs has had to make over that guard spot, what kind of resource do you think TJ's kind of been?
Oh, it's been tremendous. I mean, it's just, if you look at the way TJ Lang operates as a professional, but it's the little things that he does. I mean, TJ's a big, advocate in the classroom, particularly offensive line room. He's made some individual tapes and cut-ups of things that he sees and specifics to help not only, Jason, because, his goal in just stating, quoting TJ is that he wants to make sure that right guard position is successful. So that tells you the type of teammate he is, the type of man he is, and the importance of winning. So I think TJ has been a tremendous veteran influence over Jason during that stretch.
Mike, getting back to Gennaro's question about Julius, I think the only other time he missed a practice since he's been here was last year when he did the same thing and held him out. I mean, I know you probably knew a lot about him when he got here, what kind of pro he was, but has it even surpassed maybe what your expectations were?
Absolutely. Not only just the way he practices, but even the off-season program. I mean, you're talking about Julius Peppers. He runs with the DBs, when he works out. So, and he can still go, but has tremendous work ethic, and it just like I said, he's has a very old school approach to that, and he just does not want to come off the field. And I think he's a tremendous example for your younger players, and has been a tremendous asset to our program.
I had running the football. Is he a guy that could maybe carry it 15, 20 times in a game, or do you still have to be careful with how many times you expose him as a ball carrier?
Ty Montgomery, he can handle as many opportunities as he gets. So, how that unfolds really, frankly, depends on how the game goes. But I think his endurance is no – I have no questions about his endurance.
Thank you.